Hello and welcome back to our very special study of the important question, when did or will the 70 weeks of Daniel chapter 9, 24 and following come to an end? As I have suggested to you, this is an incredibly important biblical question. I'm sure I don't have to remind you that the entire dispensational paradigm is built upon the view and the claim, the teaching, that there is a 2,000-year gap, so far in counting, between the 69th week and the 70th week. They tell us Christ came at just the right time. In other words, Christ came and offered the kingdom, which is the focus of the 70th week, offered that kingdom to Israel. But they unexpectedly rejected the offer, and consequently, God withdrew the offer, established the church as an interim plan B until such a time, 2,000 years later, until such a time as the Lord will rapture the church off of the earth and will once again begin to deal with Old Covenant nationalistic Israel. The 70-week countdown will, at least ostensibly, begin with the rapture of the church. The church, supposedly, is nowhere on earth after the rapture. Now, by the way, as a little bit of a parenthesis here, that's really, really troublesome for the dispensational world, and here's why. Dispensationalists agree and admit 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, predicted the, quote, second coming of Christ. Okay. Well, if 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 predicted the second coming of Christ, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 is talking about persecution of the church prior to the second coming and promised relief for the church at the second coming of Christ. That means that the church would be on earth being persecuted at the time of the second coming, and the second coming supposedly occurs 7 years after the rapture, but the rapture supposedly removes the church from the earth. So on the one hand, dispensationalism says the rapture removes the church. The church is not on earth during the 70th week. On the other hand, they tell us, oh, wait, the church is on the earth and is being persecuted during the 70th week. I'm sorry, folks, that's a massive, massive self-contradiction. And in my little book, Leaving the Rapture Behind, I develop all of this very, very extensively. You can go to my website, donkpreston.com, BibleProphecy.com, go to the store and just look up the book, Leaving the Rapture Behind, and purchase a copy of that book. I want to tell you, you'll be glad that you did. So, the question of when did or will the 70th week of Daniel chapter 9 come to an end is absolutely critical for a proper understanding of eschatology. If the 70th week is fulfilled and is ended, I want to tell you something. As Thomas Ice, as I pointed out before in this series of videos, Thomas Ice says, if there is not a 2,000-year gap so far in the text of Daniel chapter 9, if there is no gap between the 69th and the 70th week, dispensational fallism falls to the ground. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this series has already presented indisputable evidence that the 70th week ended in AD 70. Well, then when we come to examine amillennialism and postmillennialism, the general consensus in both of those paradigms is one of two positions. Number one, the 70 weeks supposedly ended at the cross. In 2021, I had a formal written debate with a professor at a university in Greece by the name of Sergius Bale. Prior to the debate, I asked him, when was the 70th week of Daniel chapter 9, 24 to 27, completely fulfilled, and the 70 weeks ended. And he gave me a little dissertation claiming that the 70 weeks ended at the cross. Well, everything that I've said up to this point falsifies that view. What I'm about to share with you this morning falsifies that view. You can see I'm filming while it's dark outside. Okay? And so, the 70 weeks did not come to an end at the cross. A second view is that the 70 weeks ended in AD 34 or 35. Well, again, everything that I presented so far falsifies that view. What I'm going to present to you this morning will falsify that view. It is important to see that the vision of Daniel chapter 9 extends no later than the fall of Jerusalem. Now, what's interesting is that millennialists, dispensationalists, actually believe that during the 70th week, Jerusalem is destroyed. The problem is they have that destruction in our future. When Jesus and the New Testament writers, including John in Revelation, put that destruction in AD 70. So, let's begin this morning examining another extremely, extremely critical tenet and element of Daniel chapter 9, verse 24. 70 weeks are determined to seal vision and prophecy. A couple of videos ago, I began to share with you an anecdote, something that happened to me years ago. A friend of mine, he was a professor of Hebrew and Greek at Oklahoma Christian University, often called OCC, in Oklahoma City, Edmond. He was going to hold a gospel meeting close to where I lived. I was thrilled that he was going to do so. And so I wanted to go visit with him just to, you know, rehash old times, as it were. Brilliant, brilliant scholar. He could sight read the Hebrew. He could sight read the Greek. He was a published author. I mean, on and on. A brilliant, brilliant academic. Well, I had been studying Daniel chapter 9. I had encountered that phrase, seal, vision, and prophecy. And as I read the commentaries, I was stunned. Almost every single commentary, except those written by, quote, liberal scholars, unquote, and even some of them admitted that's what the phrase meant. Virtually every single commentary that I picked up said to seal vision and prophecy meant to put a final seal of authenticity on the entire corpus of vision and prophecy, and to bring the prophetic office to an end. In other words, through fulfillment, by the way. In other words, the 70 weeks were determined to fulfill all prophecy. Now, again, some of the more liberal scholars, and I'll share this with you here momentarily, tried to avoid that in violation of the grammar and linguistics of the text, in violation of the context of the text. So anyway, I went to that gospel meeting. After everyone had kind of cleared out, I approached my friend and we kind of had some small talk. And I said, I have got an important question for you because I've been doing some research. I said, in Daniel 9, 24, Daniel was told 70 weeks are determined to seal vision and prophecy. He proceeded to quote the entire verse from the Hebrew, purely from memory. Of course, I was duly impressed. And I said, okay, what does that term, phrase, mean? And without hesitation, he quoted it once again from the Hebrew, and he said, it means to authenticate by fulfillment all vision and prophecy. I said, so Daniel 9 was predicting the time of the fulfillment of all prophecy. He said, absolutely, there's no question about it. I was stunned. Wait a minute. If Daniel 9 was positing the time for the fulfillment of all vision and prophecy, and if Daniel 9 extends no further than AD 70, that means all vision, all prophecy was to be fulfilled no later than AD 70. Do you catch the power of that? So I went back to my office, and in the ensuing weeks and months, I decided, you know, I've got to dig deeper and deeper and deeper into the commentaries. I've got to read the very best Hebrew linguists. I've got to find out the true consensus of meaning of seal, vision, and prophecy. Now, as a result of all of that investigation and research, I wrote a book which is now in its fourth revision, released in 2021. It is available on Amazon. It is available on Kindle. It's available on my websites, DonKPreston.com, BibleProphecy.com. Let me share with you seven quotes. Now, in the book, all right, in the book, I give over 20 scholarly sources, all of whom, and these sources span the entire spectrum from dispensationalist, amillennialist, postmillennialist. It's not like the view that seal, vision, and prophecy, meaning fulfill all prophecy, belongs to any given paradigm. No, no, no. Hebraists from every particular paradigm. Commentators from every theological or eschatological perspective. They agree. Seal, vision, and prophecy meant to fulfill all prophecy. And that means all prophecy would be fulfilled no later than AD 70. Now here's what happens, ladies and gentlemen. Many commentators take note. That's the meaning of the term, phrase. And then they go, well, it's obvious it hasn't been fulfilled, therefore we're waiting for the fulfillment of the 70th week. That's allowing theology to drive interpretation. That is not allowing linguistics to determine theology and interpretation. So let me read to you about seven quotes, and remember, in my book, Seal It, Vision and Prophecy, 2021 version, I adduce over 20. Now, I could have brought forth many, many more, because since the revision, I've found many other commentators who agree. So let me read. Number one, Colin Delitzsch still considered some of the best Hebrew scholars ever. They say, quote, prophecies and prophets are sealed when by the full realization of all prophecy, prophecy ceases. No more prophets anymore appear, unquote. Number two, the impression of translators being that all visions and prophecies were to receive completed fulfillment in the course of the 70 weeks. It appears to be more agreeable to the context to suppose that the prophet is speaking of the absolute cessation of all prophecy, 1 Corinthians 13 and 8. Well, when would all prophecy cease? Oh, at the coming of the Lord. Number three, the vision and prophet will be sealed, that is, accredited, because their final accomplishment has been reached in those events of blessings for God's earthly people. Unquote. That's A.C. Gablin, the prophet Daniel. Now, the previous quote was from John Ellicott in the Bible commentary on the whole Bible. And number four, the reference is not to the accrediting of the prophecy, but to the sealing of it so that it no longer appears. Its functions are finished. It is henceforth not needed. Edward Young, the prophecy of Daniel. Number five, The words taken together refer to the final fulfillment of Revelation and prophecy, i.e., when their functions are shown to be finished, found in James Leon Wood, A Commentary on Daniel. Number 6, to set seal to them, to ratify and to confirm the prophet's prediction. The close of the 70 weeks will bring with it the confirmation of the prophetic utterances. The Authorized Version and the Revised Version, seal up means to close up, preclude from activity. The sense of the expression upon this view being supposed to be that prophecies being fulfilled, prophet and vision, will be needed no more. This is S.R. Driver, the book of Daniel. Driver was considered one of the greatest Hebraists ever. Number 7, to fulfill the anticipations of all prophetic books, unquote, J.R. Dumelow, in A Commentary on the Holy Bible. You get the idea. And again, in my revised book, I bring forth well over 20 similar sources across the entire spectrum of theology and across the entire spectrum of eschatology, all of whom agree, seal, vision, and prophecy means to fulfill all, not some, not a little bit, not one, but all prophecy. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you, therefore, this means it is absolutely critical to understand when Daniel chapter 9 and the 70 weeks would be fulfilled and the 70 weeks come to an end. Because as I've already noted, the premillennialist says the 70 weeks do not come to an end until the second coming. Well, that's technically correct. They just put the 70 weeks in our future. The amillennialist and the postmillennialist tell us, okay, 70 weeks ended at the cross or in AD 34 or 35. Well, that disagrees with the scholarly consensus on the meaning of seal, vision, and prophecy of fulfilling all prophecy. Ladies and gentlemen, all prophecy was clearly not fulfilled at the cross or in AD 34 and 35. Now, it's very, very interesting to me and highly significant. Kenneth Gentry, in some of his earlier books, earlier writings, and if anyone would like to have the full documentation of the source in which he said it, just contact me and I'll be glad to share that source with you. Kenneth Gentry said to seal, vision, and prophecy may very well mean and be a prophecy of the time of the cessation of the revelatory process. In other words, all revelation, all divine revelation, would be completed by the end of the 70 weeks. Well, amazingly enough, Kenneth Gentry said the 70 weeks ended when? Oh, 34, 35 AD. Oh, wait a minute. If all prophecy, which includes the second coming, the judgment, and the resurrection, ladies and gentlemen, if all prophecy, I cannot emphasize that enough, was to be fulfilled by the end of the 70 weeks, and if fulfilling all prophecy included the cessation of the prophetic revelation, and if the 70 weeks ended in 34, 35, then that means the entire revelatory process ended by 34, 35. Mr. Gentry doesn't believe that, so guess what he did? He was entrapped in his own doctrine, and so he has now changed his view about the meaning of seal, vision, and prophecy. Oh, he's changed a lot of his views since encountering covenant eschatology. I will say that. So, if it is true that seal, vision, and prophecy refers to the fulfillment of all prophecy, and if it is true that the 70 weeks of Daniel chapter 9 ended no later than AD 70, then that means that all prophecy, ladies and gentlemen, all prophecy, catch the power of that, would be fulfilled no later than AD 70. Well, you know, some of the critical scholars, they tell us Well, to see a vision prophecy certainly means to fulfill. There's no question about that. But they tell us what this refers to is the very specific singular prophecy given by Jeremiah in Jeremiah 27 that Israel, Judah and Jerusalem specifically, would be in captivity for 70 weeks. So here is Daniel near the end of the time of the 70 years, not 70 weeks, excuse me, would be in captivity for 70 years. So here's Daniel near the end of the 70 years, and he prays to the Lord and says, Lord, time's up. Why haven't we been delivered? And the angel tells him 70 weeks are determined to fulfill the prophecy. That's what these scholars claim. Sam Frost, former preterist, has now abandoned the proper biblical, the proper linguistic view of Daniel chapter 9, and now claims, well, Daniel was simply being told that the prophecy, the singular prophecy of Jeremiah 27, was about to be fulfilled in the return from Babylonian captivity. Well, ladies and gentlemen, oh, and by the way, then he extrapolates from that into the time of Antiochus Epiphanes. Well, I'm sorry, that is a completely specious, completely untenable argument. It simply fails on every point. Let me point something out to you. Virtually all Hebraists, such as Kylan Delitzsch and many, many, many others, point out that in the Hebrew, and by the way, this is true in the Septuagint as well, they point out there is no definite article in Daniel 9:24 to say 70 weeks are determined to fulfill the prophecy singular. No. Ladies and gentlemen, if Daniel 9:24 is about the fulfillment of one single prophecy, then the linguistics of the text should demand that. By saying 70 weeks are determined to seal up the vision and the prophecy singular. But that's not what it says. So, what these critical scholars are doing is they are violating the linguistics. Pure and simple, they're violating the linguistics. So others tell us, well, what we have in Daniel chapter 9 in reference to seal vision and prophecy is that it is a vision of the time of Antiochus Epiphanes in the 2nd century B.C. And we are told, well, in the time of Antiochus Epiphanes, Israel filled up the measure of their sin. Well, Daniel chapter 8 most assuredly refers to the time of Antiochus Epiphanes, and it does refer to Israel filling up the measure of their sin, verses 23 and following. So we are told, see, in the time of Antiochus Epiphanes, Israel would fill up the measure of their sin, and they would be destroyed at the time or during the time of Antiochus Epiphanes. Well, number one, that's simply not true. Did Israel fill up the measure of their sin in that measure at that time? Again, freely admitted, no problem whatsoever. It's what the text says in Daniel chapter 8. So we're duty-bound to accept that. But here's the question. Why do we not find in Daniel chapter 9 the definite article being used in an anaphoric sense? Now, what does that mean? Well, anaphoric article is used in the Greek when a writer or a subject has introduced and discussed a given subject. They continue to discuss that subject, and then in order to bring to mind of the listener or the reader, they use the definite article to refer to the subject. So, if we are talking about the vision and the prophecy of Daniel chapter 8, then we should expect to find an anaphoric article in the Greek of Daniel 9:24. But guess what? We do not find it. Not there. Neither is it in the Masoretic text, the Hebrew text of Daniel 9. You know, some years ago, I was in a formal public debate with Brother Thomas Thrasher. He's had well over 100 formal public debates. And the debate was held in Indianapolis. Copies of that debate are available for me on my website. And I made the argument, seal up vision and prophecy means to fulfill all prophecy. And I pointed out that neither in the Hebrew or in the Greek is there a definite article in Daniel 9. He got up and had the mendacity, the audacity to say, Brother Preston is just flat out wrong. The definite article most assuredly appears in the text. Well, you know, at that time I had researched, I can't even tell you the number of commentaries, and every one of them that took note of the grammar noted there is no definite article in the Hebrew or in the Greek. So I'm going, well, did all of these Hebrew and Greek scholars, did they miss it? I challenged Brother Thrasher, show us the text. You know what he did? He produced the King James translation. I believe that was the translation he utilized. So I got back up and I said, Brother Thrasher, it's not in the Hebrew and it's not in the Greek. It doesn't belong in that English translation. He never referred to the text again. Didn't even breathe on. Now, there are many, many reasons why Daniel 9 does not refer to the period of Antiochus Epiphanes. Let me mention just a couple very, very briefly before I move on. Number one, Daniel 9:24 says that during that period of time under consideration in the 70 weeks are determined to establish, to bring in everlasting righteousness. Well, ladies and gentlemen, everlasting righteousness was not established in the time of Antiochus Epiphanes. Do you remember what I just noted? Hello? Israel filled up the measure of her sin during the time of Antiochus Epiphanes and was judged for it. Oh, and 70 weeks are determined to anoint the most holy. Well, you know, we are told that this probably refers to the period of time in which Onias the third or fourth, the high priest, who, by the way, was the very last genealogically confirmed, morally upright Zadokite priest in all of the lineage of the priesthood. He was killed by the minions of Antiochus the Great, or Antiochus Epiphanes, Menelaus and Jason. He was killed. And then Menelaus and Jacob began to conspire against each other, they're murderers, in order to be the high priest. We're supposed to believe 70 weeks are determined to anoint the most holy, in other words, the high priest. And yet, Menelaus and Jason are both murderers who appointed themselves high priest. Do they qualify as the most holy? They profaned the temple, so the temple cannot be the most holy. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there's so many things wrong with the idea that Daniel 9:24 and through 27 refers to the time of Antiochus Epiphanes, and maybe, just maybe, the definitive refutation of that view is this. Brent Petrie, in his book, Jesus, the tribulation, and the return of exile, from exile, points out that Daniel chapter 9, verse 26, emphatically and explicitly says, the people of the prince who shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. Well, here are some really interesting and critical important facts. Antiochus Epiphanes never destroyed the city or the temple. Now, did he breach the walls of the city? Yes. Did he set fire to a good part of the city? Yes. Did he destroy the city? No. Oh, and did he destroy the temple? No. In other words, as Brent Petrie points out, the very fact that Daniel 9 specifically predicted the destruction of both city and temple is the Achilles heel of the view that Daniel was predicting the time of Antiochus Epiphanes, because Antiochus did not destroy the city or the temple. Period. End of story. Done deal. Daniel 9 is messianic. It's not about Antiochus Epiphanes. Okay, so with the view before us that Daniel chapter 9, according to the scholars, and remember, I only read to you 7 quotes. I have over 20 in my book. Based upon what seems to be the indisputable fact that sealant vision and prophecy refers to the time of the fulfillment of all prophecy, not some, not a singular one, but all prophecy, what do we do? I want you to notice the following. 70 weeks are determined to seal vision and prophecy, i.e., to fulfill all prophecy. Okay, we come over to Luke chapter 21 and 22. I don't know why I'm turning over there. I'll just quote it. Jesus, and here's what's significant about this. Even my dispensational friends agree and admit, Thomas Ice, in his writings, and if you want documentation, contact me. In my book, Like Father, Like Son, on Clouds of Glory, I document this extensively. Go to my website, donkpreston.com, order a copy of the book. So, the dispensationalists agree and admit, and they teach, Luke chapter 21, 20 to 22, is about nothing but AD 70. Thomas Ice, that I just mentioned, says at that time, everything written about the days of vengeance on Jerusalem would be fulfilled, every bit of it. But you know what Thomas Ice then teaches? He teaches that during the 70th week, down toward the middle, Jerusalem is destroyed. Okay, then he just refuted what he said. But in Luke chapter 21 and verse 22, Jesus, and again, admittedly speaking, about the time of the fall of Jerusalem, said, these be the days of vengeance in which all things that are written must be fulfilled. Now, notice, he did not say, these be the days of vengeance in which all things that are written will begin to be fulfilled. Nope. These be the days of vengeance in which all things that are written must be fulfilled. Pleroma, or genetai. Oops, had a brain burp there. I've forgotten exactly which word it is. Point of fact is, in the fall of Jerusalem, in AD 70, we are told all things written must be fulfilled. Now watch this. Here is Daniel 9, 24. 70 weeks are determined to seal up vision prophecy, meaning to fulfill all prophecy. The 70 weeks would end no later than AD 70 and the destruction of Jerusalem. Here is Jesus predicting the destruction of Jerusalem, Luke chapter 21, verse 20 and following, saying, these be the days of vengeance in which all things that are written must be fulfilled. absolutely perfect harmony. But of course, we are told, well, you see, Preston, you're just reading too much into the text. All that Jesus was saying was, all things written concerning vengeance on Jerusalem would be fulfilled. All that Jesus was saying was, all things written concerning the destruction of Jerusalem will be fulfilled. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? I agree with that 100%. You know why? Well, because in the book of Zechariah, and I'm not going to take the time to extensively document this, in my book, The Resurrection of Daniel, chapter 12, and verse 2, Fulfilled or Future, I do document this extensively. But in Daniel chapter 9, all prophecy fulfilled by AD 70. In Isaiah 65, we have the prophecy of what? The resurrection and the new heaven and the new earth. When? Oh, verse 15. At the time when God, speaking to Old Covenant Israel, said, the Lord God will slay you and call his people by a new name. Isaiah 66, the prophecy of the coming of the Lord with chariots of fire, with the angels and destruction and judgment on Jerusalem and the temple to bring in the new heaven and the new earth. Oh, wait a minute. That's Daniel 9. Just like Isaiah 65 is Daniel chapter 9, the destruction of Jerusalem to bring in everlasting righteousness, the destruction of Israel to bring in the new creation wherein dwells righteousness. So we actually have, you know, when people say, well, Preston, you're just reading too much in there. It's just about the days of vengeance against Jerusalem. Well, I say amen and amen. Kenneth Chitry, some years back, wrote an article. Oh, my goodness, he was so confident. I would go to so far as to say he was arrogant. Because he said, well, what you have among the preterists are a bunch of internet warriors. They don't know how to do proper exegesis. In many cases, they don't know linguistics. They don't know hermeneutic. In essence, really, honestly, Mr. Gentry was saying that preterists are a bunch of dummies. Dumber than a box of rocks. And he said, there is a very simple, very undeniable, very powerful refutation of the preterist claims to be found in the linguistics, ignored by the preterist, of the Greek text. Mr. Gentry points out that in the Greek of Luke chapter 22, it literally is, these be the days of vengeance in which all things having been written must be fulfilled. And so, Mr. Gentry says, what the preterists overlook here is the fact that Jesus was referring to all Old Testament prophecy would be fulfilled, because those are the scriptures. Those are the things having been written at the time Jesus spoke. And so Jesus in Luke chapter 21 and verse 22 is saying, all things foretold, all things written in the Old Testament would be fulfilled no later than AD 70. And when I read that, I was literally going, well, amen and hallelujah, because Mr. Gentry has become a full preterist. Why? Well, you see, ladies and gentlemen, all New Testament eschatology is based upon and is the anticipation of the imminent fulfillment of God's Old Covenant promises made to Old Covenant Israel. Paul said his doctrine of the resurrection was from the law and the prophets. Okay, so let me see here. Kenneth Gentry. In Luke 21 and verse 22, Jesus was saying, all Old Testament prophecy will be fulfilled by AD 70, but the resurrection of the dead is an Old Testament prophecy. Therefore, the resurrection of the dead would be fulfilled no later than AD 70. And so I wrote an article. And in the article, I stated, I simply could not believe the lack of critical thinking found in the erudite Dr. Gentry's article. In admitting that all things written was reference to the Old Covenant prophecies and stating all of them, and he was emphatic on this, ladies and gentlemen. He didn't hedge, he didn't fudge, and he didn't say, well, all of them except a few. No. He said all Old Testament prophecy would be fulfilled by AD 70. So let me reiterate the argument. Jesus said that in the events in the fall of Jerusalem in AD 70, all things written would be fulfilled. Kenneth Gentry says that refers to all Old Testament prophecy. And he's right, because that's what Daniel 9:24 teaches. Therefore, all prophecy, not some of it, not a single one, not just a few of them, all prophecy would be fulfilled no later than AD 70. And you see, this agrees perfectly with Daniel chapter 12. In Daniel chapter 12, and verse 1, we have the prophecy of the great tribulation such as has never been. Jesus, in Matthew 24, 21 and following, said the great tribulation foretold by Daniel would be fulfilled in his generation. Furthermore, Daniel chapter 12 and verse 2 said, those who are asleep in the dust shall arise, some to everlasting life, some to everlasting condemnation. In verse 6, one angel asked another angel, when shall these things be? When shall these things be fulfilled? The other angel stands on land and sea, raises his right hand and his left, and swears by the God of heaven and says, when the power of the holy people has been completely shattered, all, notice that term, all of these things. Well, what things? Great tribulation, resurrection, end of the age, verse 3. All these things shall be fulfilled. So we have perfect correspondence between Daniel chapter 9, 70 weeks ending in AD 70 are determined to fulfill all prophecy. Not some of it, not a singular one, all of it. All prophecy fulfilled by AD 70. Daniel chapter 12, the great tribulation fulfilled in Jesus' generation. Matthew 24, 15 and following. The abomination of desolation, the great tribulation, verse Matthew 24, 21. It would be fulfilled when the power of the holy people are Old Covenant Israel, and they would be completely shattered in AD 70. Thus, all prophecy fulfilled by AD 70. And thus Jesus was absolutely 100% accurate and true when he said, these be the days of vengeance. He was talking about the fall of Jerusalem, foretold in Daniel 9, foretold in Daniel 12. These be the days of vengeance in which all things that are written must be fulfilled. I'm going to stop right there. I think this is more than sufficient to demonstrate the 70 weeks of Daniel, were not fulfilled in the time of Antiochus Epiphanes. What happened at that time does not fit and match Daniel 9. The 70 weeks did not end at the cross. The 70 weeks did not end in 34 or 35 AD. And the 70 weeks will not end at some point of time in the future because of what Jesus said in Luke 21 and 22. Oh, and by the way, and what John said in Revelation 10 and 11. I don't have time to develop that. So once again, we have definitive proof that the 70 weeks of Daniel chapter 9 ended in AD 70. And that means that all prophecy was fulfilled in AD 70. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you on another video.